This is A to Z. An introduction into Islamic lifestyle. Today's topic, reforming ourselves. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. No doubt that human personality needs reform and needs change. And there is no one who is free of the need to change his personality towards good. And this need, the first thing and the most crucial thing about the need to change ourselves, the first point is the awareness. Why there is a need of change is actually to know that what aspects in our personality that damage our personality. What are aspects in our intellectual aspect and in our practical aspect of our life which may damage us or the society? That's the awareness. That's the first point where we should know and we should be aware of that we need a change in our personality. So the first point is the awareness. When you become aware of the need to change yourself, when you think that you need to be changed, there comes the point where you need, when you think that you need a reform. How to reform yourself and what's the plan for it? Well, in this regard, the first thing you should know, it's the path and it's the plan by which you change yourself. Well, the first practical point where you want to change yourself is the point of commitment. It starts when you think that you need reform. So it's the commitment, the inner commitment that I want to change myself. I want to create a change in my attitude, in my habits, in my behavior, in my thoughts. So this inner commitment, this inner determination is the key point, is the most crucial thing that decides that how much you can go on the path of inner reform. So if we want to reform ourselves, if we want to change ourselves, the scholars say that the more we are committed, more we are committed to this promise of changing ourselves, more it becomes easy for us to accomplish this goal. So the most important point and the step is the inner commitment. Without inner commitment, we cannot change ourselves. And the inner commitment is the crucial and the most important step. Welcome back. This is A to Z. We were talking about our own reform of our own personality and how to change ourselves towards good. And we talked about the first step in inner reform, and that step is the inner commitment and inner promise to change, which comes after the awareness, where the more the commitment is firm, the more becomes change possible. So what is the next step? We have the commitment. The next come the watchover. It's the step of watching over your own personality. And we know that our personality has two aspects. It's the intellectual and knowledge-related aspect and the emotional aspect, where there are passions and feelings. So these together make our own inner self. And watching over your personality means to check your knowledge-related part. What information, what imagination, what thoughts come to you? That's the point. Always take check of your own knowledge, your own pictures, your own thoughts, your own imagination. Have a check on them. No negative thing should come there. This is the first and crucial thing. And as a result of it, always check yourself. Always have a check on your own self that no kind of bad emotion, no kind of lower emotion should rise in your emotional aspects. No bad feeling should take over of your emotional aspect. So if you take care of these two aspects, if you take care of these two things within yourself, that is called the watching over your own self. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to be committed and to watch over our own self so we can reform them in a good way towards our perfection. Thank you very much, listeners, for listening to this episode of A to Z on IRIB English Radio, Call of Islam page. To find out more about this program, log on to our website parstoday.com/EN, Call of Islam page. We leave you in Allah's care and goodbye.